For the first time, Middle Tennessee is poised to put real money into mass transit. A new regional plan adopted this week includes $1.2 billion to explore connections between Nashville and Franklin, Murfreesboro, and Gallatin. The new plan looks into the future when 1 million more people are expected in Middle Tennessee. The influx will double traffic congestion and the time spent in cars. That's according to the Nashville MPO, a planning group whose job is to divvy up nearly $8.5 billion in federal funds for local projects. Director Michael Skipper says spending it the same old way won't outrun the congestion, so more money must go to transit options with their own routes that bypass traffic.
People realize that, you know, these construction projects that do nothing more than just add lanes, it sort of, you know, we get to live 2 years through congestion, and then the facility opens and it's almost at the same levels of congestion that we were at before.
That's a message he heard widely on a public listening tour that drew hundreds, like Murfreesboro insurance agent and bicycle commuter A.J. Farley.
Well, I'm just struck by the obvious need for transportation facilities that are not automobiles. So many folks from Rutherford County lose hours of their lives back and forth stuck in traffic.
Farley would like better buses and maybe light rail. The MPO plan doesn't yet pick the type of transit, but pays for engineering studies. Most of the money still goes to road widenings and extensions, increasingly with sidewalks and bike lanes. There's also a budget for technologies that manage traffic or inform drivers about conditions in real time. The list of local projects makes the plan over 300 pages, but it was approved without dissent by a board of local mayors and transit leaders. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.